Have you got the joins and leaves TTSing or not, Pranav? They tend to be a bit noisy. He's back.
No.
That's in the text-to-speech tab under setup when you can be bothered if you want it. But text you'll need a fairly fast event, sorry.
Yeah, I've got that enabled. It doesn't really bother me to have it enabled, but it's personal preference.
Put you in an engine, you can crank the speed up.
I just set it to all TTS and then turn all of the ones I don't want back to sound or whatever.
That's the easiest way to do it. Do they need help moving down? We told them how. Do I need to go back up and...
It's probably not a bad idea, Sean.
Yeah, they do.
Hello there. If you want to get to the lecture theater where other people are, make sure that you're in the Ventrilo window and press Alt and the letter U, and you should be put onto the tree view. You'll then press L until you hear lecture theater and press Enter. And that should put you into that channel, and you should hear a sound letting you know that. And if you need me to re-explain that, say something, then I'll try and come up with another way. There you go. You need any help?
I fully say that people should be able to move themselves, but just in a case when you do need to pull people around for whatever reason.
I was just going to ask if we should do that so that we can get started. I did mention a little bit, and I said, does anyone need any help? And I didn't get anything. And one person moved down, I think he figured it out.
We've got three in the lobby right now. So I'm not sure what the status is with them.
I can pull them down if we need to.
Pull them for the time being.
Is Prano going to eventually get that capability?
He should have it already. You go down to route Jaws to PC on the user, right-click, and then go move user to... and then you select the lecture.
Okay, we'll do that.
Just so you know how.
Alright, Brian, do you want to start?
Okay, give me 2 seconds to set myself up for Vox so I don't have to keep holding this key, and we'll get started.
One more to come. Okay, you got...
Alright, good deal. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to orientation for CCNA Discovery 1. My name is Brian Shaw. Got Pranav Lal as the other instructor. And, right now we're just kind of around to answer questions before class and kind of discuss how we are going to handle classwork, labs, discussions, lectures, all that nice, good, fun stuff that comes along with Discovery. So, first things first, I guess we need to do introductions. And what I want to do, we'll go ahead and start off with... I'll go ahead and start, and then we can go to Pranav, and then we'll go from there. Like I said, my name's Brian Shaw. I'm in the U.S., I actually do quite a bit with IT work, and do a lot with computers, so. And I took IT Essentials last semester, became an instructor for this one. So, we'll see what comes of it and see how it actually works, because this is my first semester teaching. And I will get my Skype details out on the Discuss and... the Cavi India list for those who need it. So that's that. And then once we get through with introductions, we'll go and talk about lectures and labs and everything else that comes with Discovery. For those introducing themselves, if you would give your name and just kind of a brief description about yourself and kind of why you decided to take the course, and whatever else you want to tell us. So, for the time being, let me go and pass it over to Pranav, and then we'll go with students from there.
We should warn them we're recording.
Yeah, that's true. And all of the lectures will be recorded for those that cannot attend. For whatever reason, we will record them, we will post them up. Right now, everything is at www.qcat.org under Student Resources and Discovery, and then I believe it's Discovery 1, if I'm not mistaken. Is that still the case, Kerry?
Yeah, and in fact, you'll be getting an India. You'll actually be getting an India link on the student resources page, and then the things that are specific to the Indian classes will be placed under that folder. So that will happen later today. So any of the resources that are specific to these academies will go under there, but the general resources will be in the usual place.
Okay, cool. Am I still keyed?
Right.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Hold on, we'll take care of that.
Alright. I'm Pranav. Some of you know me from X India and so on and so forth. I have been an Exploration 1 student, and this is also my first semester teaching Discovery 1. I've done a fair bit of IT stuff. I deal a lot with IT security and so on. Right, shall we move on to the Enable India people who are at Enable India directly, and let individual students come up and follow Brian's format?
Yeah, well, I'm Moses here, and I work with Enable India as an employability trainer. The reason why I have taken this course is because I also do something called workplace solutions, when we place a candidate in any company, if they face any problem with screen reader or something or any accessibility, I go and try and fix it, and most of the time I end up doing networking stuff there. So I thought it would be great if I can learn it and then do better.
Hi, this is Neha Agarwal from Hyderabad. I joined this course to learn about networking.
Okay,
hi,
keep
this
going.
Is Aida. I've joined as a coordinator for this. I'm from Enable India. Newly joined as a coordinator.
Hi, I'm Suraj. I'm coming from Cochin. I have done my computer training, basic training, and medical transcription at Enable India.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Tejas. Basically, I am from Mumbai, and currently I am working in Thomson Reuters, Bangalore. And I want to take this course So I want to take this course to enhance my networking knowledge. I do have some knowledge in networking, theoretical knowledge, but I just want to some more knowledge in this case, in this area. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ajish from Kerala. I'm interested to develop my career in technical area, so I took this. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Suresh, and I'm working with Enable India as a computer trainer, and I've taken this course out of my interest, and even as Moses mentioned, the WPS, that is my interest area. So I hope this will help me to work towards.
Hello, I am Habib, proud to be part of Enable India student group. Basically, I have a master's degree in English literature, and I have taken this course. Basically, I have a fascination for the technology. Also, I want to enhance, upgrade, and update my skills of employability. Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to move.
Hi. I am Mohit from Karnataka. I have completed my diploma in computer applications. I am very much interested in networking and technical field. I have only theoretical knowledge of networking. To enhance my skills in networking, I have joined this course. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kushal from Karnataka. I have done my diploma in computer application in Mysore. I have joined this course to gain knowledge about networking. Thank you.
Hi sir, I am Kalidas. I have done my diploma civil engineering. Now I am undergoing skill training at Enable India. Thank you.
Hi, this is Suman. I am working with Enable India as a software and accessibility tester. And I have joined this course to understand more about the networking related concepts as I am already in the software field. So it will help my career, you know, to enhance my skills as well as my career.
Good morning, this is Sharda here from Bangalore. I have taken this course because I am working with Wipro as a recruiter and I need to understand more technical JDs, and I felt like it will help me somewhere. Thank you.
Hi, this is Shantosh. I am working as a program manager at Enable India. Basically, I am a computer trainer for visually impaired. And also I am the one who has been coordinating for the CCNA course in past 3 years, almost since we started this training at Enable India in collaboration with Cisco and Curtin University. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Pranav, we are through with the introductions.
Fantastic. Rest of you pick up in any order. I think we still have some people who are individually on Ventrilo.
Hi, good morning. This is Anjanelu from Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad. So I have completed basis computer course from Inforius Technologies, which has founded by a private person. His name is Vikram. So now I have completed my internet and TTC in from Enable India in 2008. So So I would like to go on software field and networking side also. So that's why I have taken this course. At the same time, I need to improve my job opportunity skills by using this course. Thank you everyone, this given me opportunity.
Hi, this is Faisal from Hyderabad. At present, I am working as a guide and trainer in Dialogue in the Dark Age Experience Hyderabad. Why I am doing this course? I need to improve my technical knowledge.
Should I get Grace to help him? Prateep can't speak.
Yes, please. Okay, if you don't mind.
Can you please type your Skype name into chat, please, Prateep? Sorry about the mispronunciation if I've mispronounced your name. And Grace will help you.
It's actually Pradeep. P-R-A-D.
I just saw that on the braille display. Oops.
Have you tried holding down your left control to speak?
Yeah, try holding your control key down and talk.
It'll make a little sound, usually.
Okay, we still have a few more people. I think Raghavendra, hello. Sachin.
A very good morning to one and all. I am Sachin Patel from Bombay, India. I have just recently completed my graduation in Business Administration and Management Studies from Mumbai University. Why I have taken this course? Because it's out of my interest only, because I want to learn new things. And I think this academy is a platform where I'll be able to learn a lot of new things.
How many backup recordings we got, guys? Because I'm going to have to sign off and help a student.
I'm doing.
We got enough?
One.
Yeah, I've got one, and I'm not going to drop, I can tell you that.
Righto. If anybody needs me, I am me on Skype. Have fun, guys. Enjoy your first lecture.
Next, please.
Normally what we would do is we went down the tree view and just called on people from top to bottom, if that might be a way to...
Okay, how about Sridhar?
Hi and good morning to everyone. This is Sridhar from Karnataka. I completed my diploma in computer applications. Now I am pursuing my graduation. I took this course to enhance my computer skill as well as improve my networking skills. Just I have little theoretical knowledge. And by all these means, I want to increase my employability. Thank you for providing me this platform. Thank you.
Chandrasekhar? Is Chandrasekhar here?
They're on the screen.
I think he's not. He just left the...
Okay, Raghavendra, have you had a chance?
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, Raghav.
Okay, what's happening? Alright, Sumesh?
Hi, good morning. I'm Sumesh from Cochin. I'm working as a computer instructor there in the RCG SRVC Center.
Hi, Pranav. Hello.
I can enhance my knowledge so that I can help my students in a better way. Thank you very much to all for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
Okay, Sumesh, you're very faint, but we'll help you get up with the volume. Yeah, was it Santosh signaling me?
See, few candidates just called me. So yesterday they were able to log into Ventrilo, and now they are getting a message still connecting. It's been like last 5 minutes it's connecting. What could be the problem?
It's a problem with DNS. Ask them to flush the DNS and get that up. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, that's been a problem today.
Okay, Sunil? Swarna Lakshmi, can you hear us? Can you speak?
Try and hold your left control key.
Yes?
There you are.
Yeah. Introduce yourself. Hold the control key down when you speak and release it when you have finished speaking.
Hello? Hi, good morning. This is Swarna. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we
good
can
morning,
hear you. Go ahead.
Swarna. Okay, fine. Thank you. So, hi, this is Swarna. I am from Bangalore. I have done my computer science graduate. And since I'm very curious, I'm working as a IT recruiter in a IT firm. I just wanted to know much about the networking concept so that it's easy for me to hire the candidates. And it's one main thing is to troubleshoot my own troubles in the workplace solution. That's the only reason I have joined this course for.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Right. I think that wraps up the introductions. Chris, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello,
yeah,
I'm
hello.
Pradeep from Bangalore. Hello.
Yeah, Pradeep, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Pradeep from Bangalore. I done my advanced computer training in Mitrajyoti, and I done my basic computer in Enable India and NAB and other NGOs. And currently, I'm working as a clerk in Information Technology Cell of Syndicate Bank. And the reason why I joined this course is I want to become an officer, and I should know very well about the network and server configuration and all these things. So because of that reason only, I joined this course, and hope I'll get all the things what I want.
Chris, sorry, continue.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Nesterud. I'm in the United States. I work for government as an information systems coordination specialist, mostly dealing with databases and data and that sort of thing. I'm interested in sort of the internals of what makes Copy run. So along with being an Exploration 1 student this semester, I figured I would drop in and see how this works. Thank you.
Sean?
Hi, I'm Sean Thiel. I'm in the United States. I teach IT Essentials along with Grace, so she is my co-instructor. I am a JAWS and other adaptive technology trainer at an agency here, and I just really enjoy Kavi, and I thought I would come on and introduce myself and see how things are doing in here as well. So that's me.
Glad to have all of you on board. Brian, do you want to get through with the interesting bits about how long the course is, the lecture, etc., etc.?
All right. Your course is 9 chapters, and generally, unless we run into issues, we should be able to get through like one a week. There's a couple that will probably be like 2 weeks. Specifically, I think chapter 3, there may be one other one. Chapter 3 is basically all network stuff, physical and logical topologies and whatnot, and you will learn about that as you go through. So you're probably looking anywhere between 9 and rough estimate, probably 9-13 weeks long. We do have labs that accompany each of the chapters, so those will be due when we finish the lecture. Those will be due within the week, preferably within that week. So for instance, like with chapter 1, we should be able to get through that next Friday. So your labs would be due by the following Friday. There is a Kavi scavenger hunt up on qcat.org. If you go to qcat.org and then general general instructions, and I believe it's called cavihunt.doc. I would like to see that done by next Saturday for you guys. And that will pretty much familiarize you with the QCAT site, your labs, your notes, and all the stuff that you will need for the course. Labs are available under the student resources and under discovery. And the one thing I do want to say, after having taken one course here, these labs aren't too bad, so you should be able to do them within the week. But the other thing I would recommend is that you try to kind of continue on with working with your labs and going through your chapter notes. You do have exams. They are online. They are in your NetAcad pages that Grace and Carrie, I believe, both of them helped you create. So once we complete a chapter, if you feel that you are ready to take the chapter exams, shoot me or Pranav an email, and we will activate them. And you'll have a week to take them, and then they'll have to be reactivated after that. So once you feel you're ready, just shoot us an email and we'll activate them. I believe the exams are 75 to pass, if I'm not mistaken. So you need at least a 70. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Grace. You need at least a 75% on your exams to pass. They really aren't that hard, so you should be able to manage that. There are diagram descriptions up. They're under discovery, and I believe, yeah, if you go under discovery, and I believe discovery 1, then you can find the exam diagram descriptions. Let's see. What have I missed? Did I miss anything?
Okay. You haven't missed
a bit, but I think you know where you're
going. Okay, so yeah, you haven't missed anything. See, the way this works is you have a chapter. With a chapter, you have an exam which you have to take, and you have the labs. So it's now, before you reach the final, you have to finish your exam for each chapter, so 1 through 9, and you ideally should finish the labs. Please don't do teamwork in the labs. I know some of us are in HR, teamwork is all good, but it doesn't work here. Individual labs from all of you, sent to the instructor's address, and we'll check them and get back to you. Okay? Exams are very, very simple. It took me 29 minutes to do the final. It's really nothing much. Okay? No calculators involved. Luckily, there's not too much math, in case anyone's worried. And the diagram descriptions, the way that works is they tell you in a question, look at the figures, and then they'll ask you the question. So you need to search for that, and we'll walk you through one or two diagram descriptions once we hit chapter 1. Okay, since we have a large class size, in case anyone has a question, it's best to type into chat that you have a question, and then we'll give you a chance to speak. Okay. Now, the good thing about the discovery course, see, we've been listening to all the introductions. This will tell you about networking. We don't cover the enterprise so much. The enterprise stuff, this is a lot to do with home networks, but it is what's the easiest for you to practice on. So it'll be good if everyone starts poking into their routers and, I don't know, Airtel or VSNL supplied DSL modems. Okay, Sunil can introduce himself. Sunil, go ahead.
Sir, this is Sunil Kumar. I finished my Bachelor of Computer Application degree in the previous year only, 2011 only. Now I go to do Master of Computer Application. At the same time, I finished Oracle Database Administrator in Oracle Tenzi, and I have a certificate in OC and OCP in Oracle University. Thank you.
Okay, that's good.
You're a little quiet. You may want to get closer to your microphone.
Ma'am, now it's okay, ma'am.
There you
go. You're too close.
Say it's okay.
There, we can hear you, at least hear you.
Grace, any administrivia that we have missed?
No. For the people that I helped connect today, when I put the numbers in, if it stops working, you're going to need to just go back and put that host name in, because it should be fine for a long time, but there's just been a couple of DNS fun. So if it stops working, you're just gonna have to put that host name back in.
One of the things I'd like to just add in is, as far as if you need exams activated, these guys are right. You will need to email them, but please give them enough notice to actually activate the exams. You know, they need to be able. You might need to say, "Okay, I'd like the exam activated later on today," and then when they get to it, they'll be able to do it. Saying, "I'd like to take my exam right now," is not very realistic.
Yeah, that's important. I'm glad you got that up. Because what we'll do is we'll just post a notification to the list. Chapter 1 exams active. You know, if you send the request, we'll just. Oh.
One thing I'm going to recommend to you too, activate all exams every time, because once you put in your exam profile, which I'll show you, it's much easier to just activate everything.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
And it's easier on the students too.
And as I did say before, lectures will be recorded. We will put them up. So if you miss one, go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I just want to know, like, can you please explain more about labs? Like, how we can solve them, and what are those, how we can go on solving?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's labs.
Easy.
Go ahead. Okay, I'll let you take it, Pranav, then.
Labs are practicals. So, you have a Word document, which you download, and they'll give you instructions on what's to be done. There isn't too much research required in this course, but some of the other courses involve a little bit of research. And there are specific questions there which you answer. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
There are a couple of labs for Chapter 7. That's wireless networking that require the use of the Linksys WRT300N. Don't worry about that. I've got the recording that I'm going to put up that will walk you through what you need off of that. Because I seriously I don't know if everybody in here has access to one. So the easier thing probably to do if you don't have access to it, I'm finishing up the recording now for it. And it will walk you through all the pages, all the web pages that are on it. Because what that is, it's a 4-port switch and a wireless access point in one unit, and it has a web interface that you connect to it. So you go to Internet Explorer, go to the IP address for the router, and then you pretty much can do everything through the web interface. And they're going to ask you a lot in Chapter 7 labs about certain pages or certain screens on that router. I've already done the recording. I'm doing some minor editing to it, and that will be up before you need it. But that would be the recommendation, is to go ahead and go download it as soon as I get it up. And that way you can have it for Chapter 7 and for Chapter 8, because there are a couple of, let's see, there's 3 labs in Chapter 7, there's 2 in Chapter 8, and they both require the WRT300N. So you will need that recording unless you actually have that particular router.
Are you going to do the two separate ones, Brian? Or is all of that in one?
No, I've actually put it all in one. It's all in one.
Okay. That's probably how I should have done mine. I've also done one for the Tomato firmware on a Linksys WRT54G because I figured people hadn't seen that before. And the Chapter 7 one Carrie has and is reviewing, and then the Chapter 8 I will do when I do the Chapter 8 labs. So mine will be
out of curiosity. Oh, sorry, Sean.
I just say mine will be a little different.
In fact, the other thing I would like to point out is there are a lot of resources up on QCAT. So you'll learn about all of those in the scavenger hunt. Take a look at them. The other thing is, out of curiosity, how many of you have access to a Linksys router? Forget the model number, but does anybody have access to a Linksys router? Or any other Cisco gear, for that matter?
You can key up, or you could type...
Oh, hello. We hardly access any Cisco routers. Only a company called Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, known as BSNL for short, provides some routers like ZTE and at Starcom. So these types of routers we are familiar with. Basically, they are used to access both broadband internet through LAN. They also have inbuilt wireless.
Yeah, that's a DSL modem router. That's slightly different. I'm looking for either Cisco or Linksys. You know, these small little home routers.
Pranav, we have the setup, you know, at Enable India. So the lab setup with where we just brought some of these Cisco routers and switches all.
Okay, so let's see who we can get naughty enough to do a firmware update or something like that in due course.
That's fun.
Yes, those are fun. Those are not required in labs, but it may be an interesting little exercise if you have the equipment.
And we are not responsible if you brick it.
Okay.
Oh. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, okay. I was going to say one other thing. When we lecture on the chapters, we are going to... There are activities and quizzes for the chapters. And the quizzes will definitely be helpful when it comes to your chapter exams. We will be using text chat for the activity answers and the quiz answers. So what's going to happen is, like, when we have, for instance, chapter 1, there are a couple of activities in there. So what you'll need to do is go into text chat like you did tonight. Just go over to your chat button and hit the space bar, hit enter, and it'll put you in your chat window. So when we do activities, that will be the way that you answer the activities and the chapter quizzes, which are at the end of the chapters. Go ahead with what you were going to say, Pranav.
What I was saying was that most of our classes will last for 2 hours. That's 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Sometimes they could be shorter, such as this class, or depends on the chapter. It's highly unlikely that they'll be longer. Okay, so let's log on time. Now, does anyone have any questions?
I have something to say. Have we taught everybody how to go into chat and turn on text chat and test it yet? Or did you guys not do that? I was just curious because I had to be gone.
They briefly went over that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Enable India, you have a question. Go ahead. Enable India, you have a question?
Sir, I'm Sachin Patel from Mumbai. I want to know when the lectures are going to be held, on which days lectures are going to be held.
Okay, lectures are Saturday morning. This is the time, 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. India time.
Hello, Pranav. So my question is, usually we used to have the group discussions and revision sessions apart from the regular classes. So are we planning to have the same? Because this is a huge group, around 47 students we have for this batch.
We don't have any group discussions planned besides this time, because this is the only time that your instructors are available when other classes aren't actually going on. If you want to have some group discussions, you guys can plan them on your own time or talk with your instructors. We have some different presentations on a Friday morning your time at 6:30 sometimes, and those will be announced on list.
The server is open for people to use at any time, but be aware that if there are lectures going on, you'll need to be mindful of that and not disrupt those. But the server is open for your use, you know, pretty much all the time. So if you need to break out to study together or whatever, you have the option of doing that, as long as other scheduled things are not being interrupted.
Yeah, that's a critical thing, and do not, and I repeat, do not, under any circumstances, hand out Cavi server details to people outside the class, okay? Now, for Sunil, yes, it is only Saturdays. The lectures take place only on Saturday mornings.
Okay, thank you.
And that's why we have the recording, is because
Hello?
We know there are people who are.
I have a question, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir, Lakshmi, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah. I have a question. We haven't spoken anything about the assignments. What about it? Because I could see something about assignments in the mail which you have sent. We haven't spoken anything about the same.
Okay, assignments, labs, practicals, they're all the same thing. Your labs are your assignments are your practicals. They're the same word, or they're three words for the same thing.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Something else to think about as well. The lecture that you're going to be attending on Saturday morning is going to cover as much of the material as your instructors are able to, but they will not be able to cover everything in the notes, so you will need to refer to the notes, which you'll learn how to do at a later point. But they can't possibly squeeze everything in, so you will need to learn where the notes are and how to use them.
The golden rule for lectures is always read your notes before you come to class. You'll be lecture theater. You'll be much less confused if you read them first. Even if you read them once and you're completely confused, that's okay, because you're going to come to the lecture and they're going to go over it with you. So if you read them first, you're going to do a lot better. The other thing I can tell you, I was going to tell you something else, but I can't remember what it was, so I'm sorry.
Your notes are in. Oh, go ahead, Sean.
I was just going to say, if you've pre-read the chapter, when the instructors go over it, they expand on it, you'll think, oh, it'll make more sense because, oh, I've already seen a little bit of that, and now you've just made it clearer.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Gary.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Naveen Kumar is behind a proxy server and cannot connect. I just want to let Santosh and the people at Enable India know that. It's not his fault directly. It's his university. So Naveen Kumar would have been here, but his proxy server says that he can't.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Your notes are up on QCAT.org. There is, there's actually, if you, whether you're using JAWS, Window Eyes, NVDA for your screen readers, really doesn't matter, but there are two lists of links according to the screen readers. The first list will take you to your general instructions and all the audio diagram descriptions and labs and so on and so forth for the courses. The second set of links will take you to the accessible curriculums. Yours will be CCNA Discovery, and when you click that link, it will come up with an additional 5 links. You want the first one, which is Networking for Home and Small Office. Just a oh, nice one technical question, Carrie.
I was just about to. Yeah.
Do we want to put the password, username, and password out here or on email?
Oh, that's fun. Put the password out here. It's pretty straightforward. One thing I want to make sure to two things I want to mention. We will take the question in a second. One is that I can put links to the curriculum into the India section. Would that help?
I don't know that it would make much of a difference because you can get to them fairly simply just through the student resources and the discovery.
Look, what I'd suggest to everybody, guys, is when you go to student resources, read that page once very carefully. It will make you very happy, and then you will understand a lot more.
And read the text on the page as well as the links, because the text is good.
Okay, somebody has a question for me before I go quiet.
Enable India.
Yeah. Sir, one of our batchmates is having difficulty to connecting to the server, so we put the same question before. The answer was we were asked to flush the DNS cache. So after the flushing, it is not working. And I want to confirm another thing. As generally it is said, BSNL, the internet service provider here, their DNS servers will be very slow. So we usually use something called OpenDNS. So does it affect anyway while connecting to the server?
Okay. OpenDNS is what I'm using. It should have the correct... it should use the correct IP address. What I want you to do on the person's machine that's having the trouble is ping space v47.darkstarllc.com. If it comes up with an address starting with 118, you are seeing the right IP address. If it comes up with something that does not start with 118, you're not. And that would be the litmus test to see whether you've got the right IP coming back.
Let's suppose IP doesn't come 118. Does it mean we have to change the IP?
It means you put the IP address in instead of v47.darkstarllc.com, and that's something that either Grace or I can go through with you off lecture because we're not actually officially part of this lecture.
Chapter 1 discovery is the topic for the next class.
Okay. I also think I understand where some of the confusion is coming from. From people who are saying, we're only meeting once a week. Yes, we're only meeting once a week because we're only doing one course right now. We're going to start you off with Discovery, and then once you're done with Discovery, we're going to do IT Essentials. It isn't like 2009 when we did two at once because we lost an instructor.
Okay. Any further questions?
I actually just had one very quick comment. The curriculum requires Flash. Have you covered that? You must have Flash installed or the curriculum will not load.
Oh no, we didn't. Glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, that's what I was actually getting ready to cover in a second.
Yeah, Flash Player, everyone. Make sure that's updated.
The curriculum, when you click on Discovery, like I said before, you click on CCNA Discovery, and actually there's a heading that says Accessible Curriculum. Yeah, Accessible Curriculum. Your link is CCNA Discovery. That will pull up another web page. You want you will want to read chapter Your Flash Player should update automatically. If it doesn't, go to Adobe and uninstall the one you have now and get the latest one. That would be my recommendation.
No, there's an easier one.
Is there? Okay.
Okay, you go to www.updateflash.org, and I'm about to key that into the chat, and that's actually a Ninite sub thing, and it will take care of updating the Flash players for both Firefox and Internet Explorer for you. Much easier.
So, are you guys going to do task lists for them, for what they need to do every week?
Covered that.
Sorry, someone had asked what they needed to do to prepare for next week.
Yeah, I'd post the task lists to the mailing list. That's what we were doing, and that seems to work really well.
Yeah, that did, and I think that is a really good point. So, yes, your task list will be posted. I will personally try to post it like when we get through with lecture for next week, but I mean when we get through with the lectures, and I'll post your task list for next week. Hopefully that will work. If not, I will post it the next day for me. But yeah, I have some
page layout information for you as well.
Do you? Okay, go ahead.
The student resources page on QCAT.org is actually divided up by heading level. If you want to find your curriculum, it is under the second heading level 2, and it is called curriculum. So basically, if you hit 1 for the heading level 1 and then hit 2 twice, if you're using JAWS, obviously if you're using a different screen reader this will vary, have a look at that page. It is all broken down and laid out quite nicely, and there are heading levels and all sorts of things. So once you've played with that, it'll make a lot more sense.
Now, classes are only, and I repeat, only Saturdays.
Lectures will be posted, that will happen when I can get through editing them, which hopefully will not be too long after lecture. But do remember, I am 9.5 hours behind you guys, so it will probably be like middle of the night, either late evening, middle of the night, before I can actually get them posted.
If you get stuck, Brian, ship me a VRF and I'll do it. Like, if you find yourself snowed under, I'll do them for you if you can't do them.
Okay, thank you, Kerry. I'm going to try to do them, but if I get stuck, I'll send you the VRF. Your username and password you will need to get into the Discovery curriculum is just Cavi, C-A-V-I, all lowercase. So it's not that hard.
So the username is Cavi,
yep.
And the password is Cavi.
Okay, one more critical item, which is obvious, but still. Please check your email. That is going to be the standard way of communicating with Cavi and with us. Whatever happens before class, after class, etc., it's all email. Okay.
One more point. The lists actually have an archive, and I'm going to put the archive link into the footer of the messages for India later on this morning. And if you ever want to go back and read any of the messages that have been posted to the Cavi India list by your instructors or any of your students, may I gently recommend the archive. Amazing stuff, and it's all there.
One thing I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about some of the things like exams and stuff, I find personally for me that if I can, I prefer to take the
I've done all of the labs.
So I read chapter 1, I do all the labs. You will want to use a screen reader review command to go word by word, because right now you're actually keying and every word is coming through whomever's doing that.
You cannot use the left control key for anything else while on Ventrilo if that's what you're using for your key, or else you key up. So that is off limits. That has just become a talk button.
You check your original mail. Whatever mail you have registered with Cavi is what you check.
You guys know about the India instructors alias that we've set up? Did we tell you guys about
India-instructors@ciscovision.org, right?
Yep.
Santosh, and I can't remember your name, I'm really sorry, but you'll both be added to that list so that you can get labs.
Santosh is on there, I don't have the other fellow yet.
Woman.
Woman, sorry. I don't have the other person.
Let me tell you... Sorry.
Which reminds me, all labs and I will post this when I send out for the labs and the task lists, all of your labs, and we probably will have little mini assignments because there are a couple of activities that aren't quite doable in lecture. You will have to send those to the india-instructors@ciscovision.org. And that is the that's about the only way we're going to get them. If you have to resubmit them for some reason, personally, I don't mind if you just hit the reply. But if you have to resubmit them, you might want to just use the india-instructors to make sure that all of us get the resubmission. Because
you actually have
if
to,
I'm not
part
mistaken.
Of the
yeah, you
okay,
have to.
Okay, is it? All right. So, yeah, you will want to use the india-instructors, so that way everybody does get the resubmission.
Let me explain another concept, sorry, to you guys, that we haven't talked about too much, and the instructors are sort of aware of, but this hasn't been set up yet. Since there are so many of you, we're going to divide you into caseloads, which means one instructor will be grading all of your labs. So one instructor will be responsible for you and your labs. I don't know who that instructor is at the moment. They don't know who they are at the moment, but that will be divvied up within the next week or so, and everyone will be informed of who their lab grading buddy is.
Yeah, you'd need it with a group this big.
Was that a question?
No, he was selecting more work.
It is possible to change the ventrilo hotkey to something other than the left control key if you find that is going to be a problem. If so, let one of us know and we may be able to assist you with that.
You did cover it in your excellent audio tutorial, did you?
I did, yes.
Oh.
There is a ventrilo audio tutorial available under general instructions. I almost forgotten I'd done it, actually. But yeah, that might be helpful in doing the hotkey and some of the other settings. You won't need to do the server bit because you're already here, but everything after that will still be helpful, I think.
You are soft, Sean, actually, for whatever reason.
Is this better? Hang on, I can make it. Hang on.
That's a bit.
Yeah, you want to give it lots more wheat bix. It's hungry.
Yeah, hang.
So Sean, there is a So what Sean was saying, just to rehash that while he's fixing his volume control, there is an audio tutorial up on the website and an HTML one in general instructions, whichever one you would like to read, audio or HTML. You do not need to reset up the server information again. However, changing the hotkey and anything after the server configuration will be handy to you if you need to change
how
those hotkeys.
How are we doing now?
That's good. How do you guys find him now?
Down.
That's good.
And I don't know how it happened, but it got turned all the way down. Thank you, Windows
That'll be
7. Probably. Cool.
Okay. So that, I think, pretty much covers what we had to do. Your primary task list for next week is the scavenger hunt. Feel free to browse student resources. There is a lot of material out there.
Oh, and read chapter 1.
Oh, of course.
Yes, please, please read chapter 1 before you come next Saturday. Because we will be starting on it. And hopefully finishing it. Because it's really not that long.
Oh!
No, Shanti did directly.
Hello, I have a question at this point. How soon the chapters will be uploaded actually in the site?
All of your chapter notes are there now.
So they are already uploaded, is it?
Yep, they're all there.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Enable India, go ahead.
Okay, Enable India, go ahead. Yeah, hi, Kerry, Sean, Grace, and Pranav. This is Shanti here. Good morning from India. So
good
just,
morning.
You know, wanted to good morning. So it's great to hear all your voices. You know, I was thinking Australian would sound even more Australian, but yeah, from the US.
You only
okay,
have one Australian on.
Ah, that's the reason.
We're all you
that
only
carry.
Okay. Crikey, I can make that happen if you want. There you go.
No. We don't want Foster's Australian beer.
That's quick.
So in any case, it's really great to see all the folks here sitting groggy-eyed a little bit, but listening extremely intently. So I kind of wanted to welcome all the Indian participants. I think the visually impaired community in India, has had for a long time very less access to technical guidance because, here in India, after 7th standard, a lot of folks do not get access even to maths and science, right? So given that, this CCNA course has been an amazing, a tool for us, and that is why we are, extremely aggressive in India to have more and more folks join this course, because A, it helps them to even get, technical, and, get into that arena. So some of folks are already working. This will help them in their development of career and more knowledge. It's so nice when this is available online. And I think for the others who are not working currently, I know that they're trying to get into jobs which are of a technical nature. And this is a stepping stone, because quite a few of the folks who are sitting here in this room are actually going to be applying for semi-technical jobs to start with. In fact, some of them in IBM itself. So that's what we're looking forward to. I think the next time when everybody is able to join us, we will go through a little bit more, of the other agenda that we want them to cover for the folks who are not working, so that they can actually get into jobs.
Just one small point I'd like to make. I would like to thank all of you students for coming in nice and early on a Saturday morning. And I would just like to say that you guys have got an incredible treat ahead of you. Brian and Pranav are going to open the window on an incredible array of knowledge, and I hope you'll all have a lot of fun. And I would just like to thank you guys for being brave enough to have a go with Cavi, and we are absolutely 100% assured that you will certainly gain an incredible amount of experience, and we're looking forward to helping you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. I know how difficult it is to get up so early in the morning, because I myself have to get up 2-3 days a week at 5:30 in the morning to get to my job to give lectures for the international class. So thank you very much for taking that time to get up so early and come here. And you've got two amazing instructors who I think will make it worth your while.
Yeah, thank you from our side too.